And you.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday. It is the August 3rd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego. Well, you know what? We're still drifting lower here. We can't get out of these summer doldrums. The S&P is down 5 points right now. That works out to a quarter of a percent. 2,080 is where we're at. And I've been saying all along as we stay above 2,000, I'm not going to lose too much sleep. We're still 80 points above that 2,000 level, and we are in the sixth year, 19th week of the current bull market. But I will be updating my numbers. I did half of them last night, 250 of the S&P 500. I was surprised by what I found, and I'll be reporting on that in my newsletter this weekend. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. The Dow is down 54 points right now. The Dow is at 17,347. And I've been saying, as long as it stays above 17,000, I'm not going to lose too much sleep. Well, I had a good night's sleep last night. Boy, do I feel good today. The Dow is 347 points above critical support levels. We are down 54 today, which works out to 0.3%. The NASDAQ, down 3 points right now at 5,040. Cisco had a good earnings report. Cisco is a big behemoth member of that said NASDAQ. And the NASDAQ is down just 2 points right now at 5,042. Crude oil cannot find a bottom, 43.54. Gold, 11.15. The euro, 1.11. And the 10-year yield, 2.16. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I've been telling you for a long time that the bull market, which began on March 9th of 2009, is still intact for now. It will come apart at some point in time. Earnings will start to regress. The economy will start to shrink. As of last Friday when I wrote my newsletter, we still had not reached that point. We've had further deterioration in the technicals of the market this week. But what about those fundamentals? What about the S&P 500? Now that we're almost done with earnings season, 72% of the companies that have reported have beat their earnings estimates. 50%, a little over 50% of the companies that have reported have beat their revenue estimates. But what's the aggregate impact on forecast for next year? I've been right around $133 per share for S&P 500 earnings next year. I'm redoing my numbers again this week. I got halfway through them yesterday, last night, and I was surprised by what I found. And I'll be publishing my results when I finish all 500 stocks in my newsletter this weekend. Now, what's significant about $133 per share? That doesn't mean anything to me, Bill. Well, you have to compare it with this year. This year, the S&P 500 is expected to make about $120 per share. So if indeed the S&P can make $130, north of $130 per share, that's an 8 to 12% increase in earnings next year, which are anticipated now, expected. That number is subject to change on a weekly basis, but it hasn't changed in quite a long time. And it compares with last year's earnings of about $117 per share. And it compares with 2009 when earnings for the S&P 500 dropped clear down to $59 per share. What is it that drives stocks higher? It's earnings growth. Obviously, the more a company earns, the more valuable it is. The more a company grows, the more valuable it is, right? That's why you don't want to buy into stocks that aren't growing anymore, unless you're happy with a dividend and a stock that's subject to poor earnings reports going forward. They've slowed down to no growth. The IBMs of the world. Many others fit that category. As long as earnings continue to grow, then you see stocks continue to appreciate. The Chipotles of the world, the Amazons of the world, the Googles of the world, and on and on and on. And it's no different for an index. I don't care if it's the S&P 600 small cap index. I don't care if it's the S&P 400 mid cap index, which, by the way, I track the earnings on those indexes too. I don't care if it's the NASDAQ. I don't care if it's the S&P 500. I don't care if it's the European index. As long as earnings are growing, the market's going to continue higher, or the index is going to continue higher. But when those earnings start to top out, which they did back in 2007, and then start to regress, which they did back in 2008, the market is going to follow. And just like a company whose earnings start to collapse, the stock starts to go down. The same thing happens with an index when the earnings start to collapse. So that's why, if I didn't look at anything else in my newsletter every single week, I would look at that graph that I put on there, the graph of the earnings over the last 10 years of the S&P 500, because that dictates, that has dictated and will continue to dictate the direction of the S&P 500 going forward. When we had the big swoon on Wednesday, man, I'm telling you, it wasn't too bad. Started work, you know, and we were down a little bit, and I said, okay, we're hanging in there okay. I think I got up to say hi to everybody. I go outside of my office once in a while. By the time I got back to my office a few minutes later, the market had really swooned lower. I go, oh my gosh, what happened? And then by the end of the day, it was almost back to even, and even some of the indexes closed a little bit above the line. And I sent out a tweet during the day. I said, you know, I really don't think that the devaluation of the yuan in China is the yuan that's going to bring the end to this bull market. I've seen a lot of threats to the bull market over the last 6+ years. There's been some scary ones. There's been some times when I've wanted to just buy a plumbing truck and become a plumber. It looked bad. Plumbers probably make more money anyways. But it looked really bad out there, you know, and there were some threats. But what did I do? I went back and I crunched my numbers and I looked at the big picture. I didn't just take that one little threat and say, this is the end of the world as we know it. Instead, I analyzed it and said, how will this impact the big picture? And every single time there's been a threat to this bull, and I'm a market timer, I am not a permabull by any means. I'm as nervous as the next guy. My left eye twitches when we're down triple digits. You'll notice that in the elevator. People will say, why is that guy's left eye twitching? Because the market's down triple digits, and if you managed money like I did, your left eye would be twitching too, and probably your right eye and both of your ears. I'm able to handle, I have ice in my veins. But at the same time, there's been a lot of threats to the bull market along the way. And every time I've come to the conclusion, I've said, this is not the big one. This is not the earthquake that will push the Southern California into the ocean. This is not the big one that will finally cause this bull market to flip just like that. It can turn on a dime and all of a sudden become a bear market. But we will continue to watch vigilantly going forward. Now, what's been the right thing to do over the last 6 years when the market dips? Buy the dip. And that's what I've been doing. I looked for things all day yesterday, from the opening bell till the closing bell. I did not find one thing to buy. I did not find one thing to sell. Today, we'll do the same exact thing. I have a little bit of cash on the sidelines. I still believe it's best to buy the dips in the market. Why? The main driving force between How I handle the market is watching those earnings, whether they're growing or whether they're shrinking. And as of now, earnings across the board in the S&P 500 continue to expand. And as long as they continue to expand, the bull market is going to continue in force. And when it's over, it's over. And I'll let you know. I'll say, this is not good. Earnings are starting to recede. But I have not seen that yet. Nor have I seen the economy look like it's headed into a recession. So, let's find out what looks good right now. There's a little bit of a dip. What should we be buying? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had an account transferred to us from another firm. One of those big five-letter discount brokerage firms that has billions and billions and billions of dollars under management. And it's one that is going down the robot path. You know, I've seen, during my time in the market, 20 years or so, I've seen a lot of bad ideas that have really ended up bad. I wrote in my newsletter back in 2008 about the subprime mortgages that were being packaged and sold to unsuspecting folks and retirees. And who was making a lot of money on the deal? Well, the mortgage companies that were pushing loans, giving out money to people that shouldn't have had loans. And then they're packaging them all together like, well, this spreads out the risk. You know, if you put a lot of junk into a product, the end result is a junk product. And it ended up imploding. And what was the formula? What was the calculations that they were using to push these products and say that this is a good deal? Logarithms put forth by computers that said this is be a good deal. And it imploded. And it nearly took down the nation's economy. Well, I don't think this robotic stock picking or ETF picking movement will take down the economy. I don't like it at all. There's no way that I could sit across the desk from a couple of retirees and say, hey, I know about this robot. That's probably the right thing to manage your money. I just could not do that. And we had an account transferred to us that had a portfolio picked by a robot at one of the big brokerage firms. And I think last Friday, my guys, Sanford and Son, my son, Stephen Gunderson and Rob Sanford, went through the holdings. The first thing that I noticed that jumped off the page to me is somehow those robots are programmed to pick proprietary products. More than half the portfolio belonged to proprietary products at the firm where the robot works. Well, the robot might not be making much money in managing the account, but the underlying assets are being managed by said firm, and they're earning management fees off of those proprietary products. That bothers me. It's funny how I see a lot of Morgan Stanley products in a Morgan Stanley account. It's funny how I see a lot of Merrill Lynch products in a Merrill Lynch account. It's funny how I see a lot of Schwab products in a Schwab account. That's just the way it is. I would not want to have anything to do with proprietary products. I have the whole world to choose from. There's absolutely no incentive whatsoever for me to go in this direction or that direction or over here. Nobody's greasing the skids for me. I want to go where the best places are to be at any given point in time. The second thing I noticed about Mr. Robot's portfolio was it was vast majority in a 70-year-old person's international and emerging markets, which I have zero exposure to. Now, the robots might like international and emerging markets right now. They've been submerging for the last several years. And yes, this person was an aggressive investor in his 70s, which, hey, some people are. But still, why would the robots pick international and emerging markets? And I even had one person write to me and say, that's just shocking. That can't be true. That is not a robot-picked portfolio. And I went back and I looked at it again. I said, it is a robot-picked portfolio. And I'll send you a copy of the statement, sans obviously all of the personal information, but just the holdings in the account. And you can see that it's all fractional shares and, you know, right on 4% of this, 2% of that, 3% of this. And the person who had the account told me the same story, that this is what the robots picked for me. And I was also shocked to see Master Limited Partnerships, which are under heavy pressure right now. I was also shocked to see emerging market debt. What grade would I give the robots in their stock picking prowess or their ETF picking prowess? Well, number one, I'd take several points off for picking proprietary products. That's a very big negative in my book. And number two, I'd take off a lot of points for going international in emerging markets right now when the U.S. markets are the only things that have been working now for the last several years. At some point, yes, the emerging and international markets will probably improve. Maybe they'll be the place to be at some time while the U.S. markets submerge. But it hasn't been the case for a long time. And I would give them very low marks for all of the ETFs that were selected for that portfolio. Maybe a D at best if I was grading it. So the robots are busy, and that is a huge increasing area of our business. Huge. Man, this frees up a lot of time for an advisor. Frees up a lot of time for golf and fishing and vacations and hanging out at the country club or cruising the harbor, whatever. And I don't think it's going to end up well. And if I was an investor, and I am an investor, I would not want a robotic method managing or a robot managing my account. So that's my two cents. Meanwhile, in the interim here, what do we have going on? U.S. crude is now hitting a five-month low. I would continue to avoid the energy patch, any energy stocks other than refiners. I featured a refiner yesterday. I also like companies that are benefiting from low oil, cruise lines, airlines. You know, I backed out of them several months ago when oil started to rise. It looked like oil hit bottom, but then guess what happened? Oil did not hold its support level at $50. Per barrel, and we're getting a second leg down. And so I bought back into some of these companies that benefit wildly, refiners, cruise ship lines, airlines, and they're doing quite well right now. We had, this business in, I'll tell you another thing that's going to crimp the economy, and here's something to think about. China's economy is not doing so great, and we really don't know the truth. You know, there was a big explosion over there yesterday. It could have been thousands killed for all we know. They censor anything that goes out from the People's Republic of China. We really don't know the truth. We really don't know the truth of their economy, but I do know this. Where do we get our money from? Who lends us money? China. And if the Chinese economy is under pressure now, could there come a time when they say, hey, we need to address our problems here at home. We can't afford to lend you money anymore, America. Just something to think about. When we come back, I've got a best stock now that's breaking out to new highs. And you're going to be very surprised at the industry and the sector that it comes from. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm going to talk about a stock that's high up on my watch list. I'm looking for things to buy right now, and I want to buy Best Stocks Now. I believe that this is just another pullback during the course of a six-year-plus bull market. One of the stocks that I've had my eye on, and I currently don't own it. I normally don't do this. I usually feature stocks that I already own. But this one's in the news today, and I thought, you know, this would be a good one to talk about here. The name of the company is Advance Auto Parts. Okay, there goes my Silicon Valley crowd. They've just flipped the station over to the Bloomberg station. They do not want to hear about a company that operates 5,261 retail auto parts stores in 45 states, Puerto Rico, Canada, and the Virgin Islands. There goes my Seattle audience. They're all into Amazon and Starbucks and Advance Auto Parts, really? This is a $13 billion market cap company. Well, here's why I chose Advance Auto Parts to feature today on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's the name of the show, Best Stocks Now. The name of the newsletter, Best Stocks Now. The name of the app, Best Stocks Now. So it's only fitting that I should talk about a Best Stock Now. I have owned this stock in the past. You can go back to February of 2014 and when I last featured this company. Boy, what was the stock at that point in time? February of 2014? It was a lot lower than where it is now. It's up about 75% since I featured it on my show. And I have owned it off and on over the years, along with a couple of other auto parts stores. I've done really well with AutoZone, which is also making new highs. I currently don't have a position in AutoZone. I wish I did. This has been one of the leading sectors in the market. You know, somewhere I saw an article the other day about the average age of the average car on the road. It's like 11 or 12 years old. And parts go out. Parts on me are going out, you know. And I've been on the road too long. But some of these cars, they're not getting any younger. And people aren't replacing them with newer cars for the most part, it seems like. And Advanced Auto Part steps in to fill that void at their 5,261 retail auto parts stores across America. This has been one of the top performing stocks in the market. Over the last 10 years, Advanced Auto Parts, AAP, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange, has delivered 15% per year to investors. That's fantastic for a mid-cap to large-cap company. Over the last 5 years, it's almost doubled the returns of the market. 26% per year, the market's delivered 14% per year. And over the last 3 years, Advanced Auto Parts, 36% per year, market 14%. And over the last 12 months, AAP is up 38%. And the market is up only 7%. It gets a performance grade of A-. Now, here's the big story behind the rise in the stock of Advanced Auto Parts. The reason that Advanced Auto Parts stock continues to go up and is hitting a new all-time high once again today after a better-than-expected earnings report is because earnings have been going up every year. 275, 299, 395, 511, 522, 567, 761, 826. Next year they're expected to make 945. What does that equal? That equals a growth in earnings every single year for the last 8 years. And when you compound out the earnings growth over the last 5 years, you get about 16% per year. Look at their most recent 4 quarters. Earnings up 30%, earnings up 28%, earnings up 46%, earnings up 6%. That's been a very nice rise in earnings. Somebody knows what they're doing over there in Roanoke, Virginia, where Advanced Auto Parts is headquartered. They've done a nice job for shareholders. And I'm sure, you know, if your car's leaking oil, or making a funny noise. I hate for get on the freeway and people are pointing at my car like I've got a bad tire, something smoking that I don't know about out the back, something dripping from my drip pan. All kinds. I'm not very mechanical. That's, you know, when it comes to changing my oil and doing anything mechanical, I hire somebody to do it. So maybe there's a lesson in that. I've screwed up too many things over the years, and what takes a mechanic maybe 15 minutes takes me 15 hours to accomplish. Advanced Auto Parts has the momentum right now. In fact, it gets a momentum grade of A- and a performance grade of A-. But we also have to look at valuation on this stock. Advanced Auto Parts is expected to make in earnings next year $9.45. That's the consensus analyst estimates. And that compares with $8.26 this year. So see, I think AAP, is it a, let me see if it's a component of the S&P 500. No, it is not. It's not in any indexes. In fact, it should be. I don't know how they've left this one out. That would help the index that it's in. Anyways, Advanced Auto Parts with $9.45 in earnings and growth expected to continue in earnings. And with the growth rate expected to be about 12 to 13% per year over the next 5 years, subject to change, obviously. If I extrapolate those numbers out over the next 5 years and put a multiple on the shares that I think is appropriate for a retail stock in the auto parts industry, I come up with a $305 target price. The stock is currently trading at $178. That gives it significant upside potential going forward. It pays just a tiny little dividend. Let's see what that works out to. I think it's 1/10 of 1%. So I'd have a hard time. Yeah, 1/10 of 1%. I'd have a hard time justifying this in an income-producing dividend and income, growth and income account. Might be able to slip it into a conservative growth account because it is a large cap stock. Probably couldn't justify it in an aggressive growth account. Oh, maybe you could. $12 billion, $13 billion. Anyways, Advanced Auto Parts, AAP, out of 4,147 different things to choose from in my aisles of the Best Stocks Now app as you walk down the aisles, it comes in at number 40 right now. And you can take a look over the last couple of years, my comments about it down at the bottom of the app. Back on July 31st, I sent out a tweet. Very nice breakout on AAP today. Number 85 overall. No current position, but it's very high on my watch list. And it remains very high on my watch list. I wish I would have bought it before their nice earnings report today, but I did not. And as I look back over the years, back in September of 2014, I sent out a tweet, getting a buy signal today on Advanced Auto Parts, good peg ratio and performance, number 147 overall. Back on February of 2014, I featured it just like I did here today on the show. You can tap on that or click on that, and you can watch how I summed up the stock back then. And of course, it's been a big winner since then. Well, there's never any guarantees that when you combine performance, relative strength, superior performance, superior relative strength with valuation, reasonable valuation, that you'll come up with a winner. But I like to put the probabilities on my side, and it's my belief that if you look at companies that have performed well over the years, that tells you one thing. And if they still make sense from a valuation point of view, that's another big plus. And if they have a good, healthy stock chart like AAP does, breaking out to new all-time highs right now, look at the powerful move in that stock today. Wow, that is an excellent breakout. I don't own it. I wish I did. This is one that I let get away. This is one that I missed. but it's very high on my watch list, and I think the stock goes considerably higher from here. No guarantees, not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. Well, there's a lot of bad stocks out there in the market. There's a lot of mediocrity in the market. There's a lot more mediocrity than there is prime suspects. Let's focus on those prime suspects that I call best stocks now. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, what a week it's been. It's been a crazy week. It's been a crazy 3 weeks, really. We've had quite the losing streak in the market. You know, it's kind of typical this time of year. Volume is very light this time of year. This is August. This is vacation time. How many people do you think are on vacation back there on Wall Street? August is the height of vacation time. The moves in the market tend to be magnified a bit by the lack of volume thereof. And there has not been a lot of volume in the market, which tends to magnify the moves. But underlying the market continued to be fairly sound fundamentals, the biggest one being earnings continuing to grow on the S&P 500. GDP continuing to expand in America. Oh, I know it should be expanding at a lot faster rate than it is, but it's expanding nonetheless. This is the weakest recovery, wartime recovery, post-wartime recovery that we've ever had. But how can you argue with a market that's tripled since 2009? So it continues to go higher, even though we've had our stumbles along the way. We continue and will continue to have stumbles, and there will come a time when the bull market gives up the ghost, the bear wakes up from its cave from a six-year-plus nap, and it's time to do something else. I don't know at that time what it'll be. More than likely will be some opportunities in inverse funds, maybe gold, I don't know. Gold has not had a very good time of it the last several years. It will have its day in the sun again at some point in time. So we just have to wait and see what opportunities come along. No matter what the market environment is, with all the different products out there, leverage this, leverage that, inverse this, leverage two times bull this. There's all kinds of opportunities out there, and I just let the relative strength numbers, the numbers on my app tell me where the best places in the market are at any given time. And I've been telling you for the last 6+ years that U.S. stocks are the best place to be. And if you look at the performance of U.S. stocks over the last 6 years, it's pretty hard to argue that they haven't been the best place to be. But it won't always be that way. At some point in time, things will change. There's where I have a hard time with the robots. Will the robots change when the world starts to change? Or will their formulas continue to tell them that this guy's 65 years old with a conservative profile, therefore this should be his asset allocation? Totally ignoring that the biggest asset allocation of all is in a bear market right now. So anyways, that's the problem I have with all of that. Anyways, I'll be writing my newsletter. I begin on Thursday. You can see the results of it. See how it's done using Best Stocks Now strategy. Best Stocks Now, I give live examples. I don't just sit here and rail and go on and on and on and never give any live examples of stocks. I put my neck on the line every single day. Sometimes I get it chopped off, but I report, for better or worse, every single week in my newsletter. That thing goes out to thousands of people all over the world every single weekend, usually early Saturday morning. If you'd like to get on my weekly mailing list. Some people say there's a catch. Well, there's no catch. I give you 4 weeks of the newsletter with all of the model portfolios. The 401k model portfolio, the aggressive growth, the conservative growth, the income dividend portfolio. There's no catch. If you don't like it, you can line your birdcage with it, which I do with my Wall Street Journal, which I used to get, which I don't anymore, and Barron's and things like that. They make good birdcage liners. That's just me. Everybody, other people, live and die for when that Barron's arrives in their driveway every Saturday morning. And if you don't like the newsletter, you can always remove your name from the list and unsubscribe. That's real easy, too. And after 4 weeks of the full newsletter, we continue to send you, until you cry uncle, which not many people do, my market outlook once a week. Here's what I think. Here's what I see from my perch. Here's my observations. And here's the conclusion that I've come to this week. And for the last 72 plus 18, 90 weeks, no more than that, 90 months, I've been saying that the bull market is still intact. And there will come a time when I say it's over. And it will be over at some point in time. Everything is cyclical. That was another thing I was going to bring up. I was reading that because of the El Nino, which is causing better than average fishing in San Diego, the Panama Canal is lower than normal. They haven't had much rain in Panama. Therefore, they're limiting the traffic through the Panama Canal. You know what? That's kind of like the strike they had off of L.A., when all of those ships with goods were sitting out there, and it strangled a lot of companies. And I see that as having an impact at some point in time. If they don't get some rain in Panama, and they continue to limit the traffic through the Panama Canal, that's got to show up in the S&P 500 numbers at some point in time down the road. And I also worry a little bit about China's economy. If they were to shut us off and close our tab and say, you're done, you're maxed out on your credit card, we're not lending you any money, America, who is big enough to loan us money anymore? Seems to me like the only choice we'd have at that point in time is either to cut our expenses and trim that debt and operate a budget that is not so out of whack, or we'd have to print money because we'd no longer be able to borrow money. Just keep that one way in the back of your noggin and chew on that a little bit. Anyways, I'll be sending out the newsletter again this week, bwstreet.com. If you'd like to talk to us about our money management here at Gunderson Capital Management, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We have a planner on staff. Why not get a plan? Post it on your refrigerator. Look at it from time to time. What date can I retire? Will I have enough to retire? How much do I need to put away every year? What kind of returns do I need to get to reach my goal? Can't be anything wrong with having a plan. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.